I was down in the desert about 10 years AD. I went for a picnic with Joseph and Mary and a young JC. Nobody brought any Rizzler papers and nobody brought a pipe. And after 14 fucking miles on a donkey, Mary wanted a smoke bad. Little Jesus, he pointed up to the sky and he said, "Hey mum, look, it's a message from Dad." There was a choir of angels singing in the sky, advising Jesus and Mary and Joseph on a new way to get high. They pointed down to the camping stove below. Joseph got the knives out of his carpenter's tool bag. Mary smashed the bottom off a milk bottle. Jesus chopped the resin into tiny pieces, and I looked on in amazement as the donkey produced a ghetto blaster, which started blasting out Grandmaster Flash at top volume in the fucking desert of Palestine. I was like, fucking brilliant! We're on a party, this is it! And above us in the Palestinian sky, some angels on a cloud were just about to sing, and then some Jewish angels turned up, tried to build a wall around the cloud. Fuck off! I'm trying to sing, you know it! And the Palestinian angels sang, "Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you." So I sat around and did some hot knives with Jesus and Mary and Joseph and even the donkey. Had a little talk as well. And it was fucking brilliant. I thought, how can you get so mashed off such a small amount of fucking ganja? I was like, it is. I had a bit of like desert mouth, but I didn't give a fuck, it were it. Jesus got well excited. He started doing miracles everywhere. He turned all the nearby water into special brew. Why do you think it's called the Dead Sea now? It's made a special brew. All the fish fucking floated up to top. Anyway, we were all going really good, but then Joseph started getting paranoid again. And he says to Mary, "Hey Mary, how come me and you look fucking Palestinian? And our Jesus looks like Robert Bastard Powell. Our Jesus looks fucking Norwegian. He's 6'2". He's got a fucking blonde hair and a beard, blue eyes and a fucking halo. What the fuck's going on there?" And Mary just looked at him in that tired way that mothers do when they're getting accused of shagging somebody else. She just said to Joseph, she said, "Chill out, Nobbet." All together now.
"Chill out, Nobbet."
We can do it better than that, she said.
"Chill out, Nobbet. Chill out, Nobbet."
Mary said, "Look, does it really matter who the father is? We got a fucking flat in Galilee out of it." Fucking twat. "What about that child benefit money? What do you think, where do you think that fucking garbage you came from with your smokes?" And Jesus says to his dad, says, "Joseph, do you know what? You're not my real dad. And I'm going to tell social services you've been looking up my fucking sort of dress thing." Anyway, there was a choir of angels singing in the sky. Down below them, we were fucking high. And one of the angels dropped me down a Twix. I said, "How did you know I was hungry?" And the angel said, "I'm an angel, you dickhead." "We're clever. I've got O-level geography and everything." "Oh, O-level? You must be old. Called GCSEs now," says, "I'm an angel, I'm really old." "Don't look it." She says, "I'm a fucking angel, get on with the song." And the angels sang,
"Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you. Hot knives are good for you."
23 years later, Jesus and myself were living in a squat with Kyle, just up Manchester Road. And we had these mates, they were brilliant, they were called the Apostles, they were a right good set of lads. They all had fucking really smart sandals and everything. And Jesus, he had a mate who worked in the Department of Work and Pensions and he scammed all the gyros for us. I was on £672,000 a day. Nice one, Jesus. And we didn't lack for anything. We had spaghetti hoops with cheese on every day. Every fucking night, yes. And it were going well round the fucking gaff and that, and we were all having a laugh and that, but there was this one fucking apostle. Fucking dickhead he was, from fucking Battersea. Fucking right arsehole, plastic pretend football hooligan he was. Reckoned he was hard, reckoned he was a Chelsea fan. I asked the other Chelsea fans, he said they never fucking heard of him. His name was Judas. What a tosser. He says to Jesus, "Oh, I'd have. Need anything from all that game?" Jesus says, "No, no, Judas, I don't. I'm the Son of God. I can create Twixes from the very furniture. I am fine. And anyway, we all have a maximum gyro. It is fine." And Judas says, "All right, brother, I'll just depart myself in." And he fucked off. And while they were gone, we were listening to Axis Boulder's Love by Jimi Hendrix. I thought, this is brilliant, man. How the fuck did he get that guitar sound? That's just awesome. And Jesus said, "I taught him." I says, "All right, yeah, yeah, fucking Son of God, what fucking ever. I bet you invented wah-wah pedals as well, didn't you, you vegan bastard?" He's like, "Yes, I did, actually." I said, "All right, Jesus, here's some of your stories. You know, I talk some more of you." Anyway, there was a knock at the door. I thought, "Who the fuck's that?" And it was Judas. But you know what?
Lost everyone's
He came back, but he didn't come alone. He came back, but he didn't come on his own. He brought the drug squad with him. He charged us with possession with intent to enjoy. He brought the department of work and pleasures with him. He charged us with doing miracles on the side while claiming incapacity benefits. Spending lots of things to do. He's like, "Thanks very much, Judas, you grassy little shit." I says, "Where's the fucking money for Twixies?" He goes, "Do you want to search my pockets, bruv?" Anyway, I was going to smack him, but fucking police took us away. And we were sentenced to be crucified. And I don't even know what's happened to Judas. I've heard he's in the Apostle Protection Programme. The NDP. And I was like, oh. Me and Jesus were nailed upon some wood and it were a riot shocker. It were awful. I tell you, I had nails right through me fucking wrist. I was like, I had really itchy bollocks as well. I was like, can't reach. It's a fucking nightmare, but luckily Kyle never got caught and he came and gave him a bit of a scratch. Thanks, Kyle. I'm glad you're there. Anyway, me and Jesus, we were nailed up just about to die and that, and says, "Yeah, it's all right for you, Jesus. You'll be back in 3 days. I've seen that film." "You fucking vegan Norwegian git." "What about me?" Jesus just looked at me in that way that he did, in his Norwegian vegan way, and he just said, "Chill out, Norbert." Everybody,
"Chill out, Norbert."
In a Jesus-like way.
"Chill out, Norbert."
That's nice.
"Chill out, Norbert."
That was lovely. And there was a choir of angels flew down in front of me. And one of them was carrying a big, big fucking sheet of LSD. They had purple arms on, they were old school. And the angel pops a few into me gob and says, "Don't worry about dying, mate, that's the least of your fucking worries. Wait till you come up on these bastards." And they were working pretty fast, what with the nails through my wrists and that, and the fucking adrenaline were pumping. And I started coming up on the acid. And in the distance, I could hear a Toyota Corolla going down Manningham Lane, going, and further in the distance, I see Judas has got a bit depressed and hung himself with his Chelsea scarf on. And the angels brought out the knives of righteousness and the blowtorch of holiness and the cannabis of forgiveness. And they administered the last few holy hot knives up my nose. And I breathed up the smoke and breathed it in, and I was absolved of all sin. And I came upon the acid and I thought, death, fuck it. As long as the music's good, I don't give a shit. And the angels sang in the most loud and angelic way possible, as if it sounded almost as if everyone joined in. Hopefully. For the last chorus, the angels sang,
"Hot nights are good for you. Hot nights are good for you. Hot nights are good for you. not so good for you.